Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Took a tour of the renovations to the Tops supermarket with the president, John Persons. Very impressive. Tops looks to be on schedule to open by the end of July, as they have publicly stated. Just about everything in the store is new. I live in the 14208 zip code where Tops is located. I shop at the store periodically. Family members shop at the store periodically. The store looks completely different inside. It does not look like the same store on the interior. And there are also substantial exterior renovations being done. I'm pleased with how Tops has listened to their customers, listened to the community, listened to their employees. And they have really done a good job in renovating the store and making the store look like a new supermarket.
Are you confident that the way you feel in going in there, that others in the community will feel that way too? I know some have stated.
I don't think everyone is going to feel the same way. There was an act of domestic terrorism, a mass shooting that took the lives of 10 people, three others still recovering from their injuries, and people shopping in the store, people working in the store that witnessed that horrific mass shooting. So no, everybody is not going to feel the same way. Everyone is not going to feel comfortable coming back to the store, and we certainly understand that, but thousands of people in the community rely on that shopping option. And I give Tops tremendous credit for listening to the community, listening to their customers, listening to their employees, and changing just about every single thing you can think about in that store, so that when people do come to the store, it will look and feel like a brand new store.
What if any enhanced security measures will be made?
There will be considerable enhanced security measures. I don't want to speak for Tops. I know that they're going to be doing something at some point with the media, but the security upgrades are substantial. A lot of new security measures that have been added. If I was someone who was employed at the store, I'd feel a lot more comfortable with the security measures that Tops has installed, with security changes and upgrades that they have made. I will continue to shop at the store periodically, and I think they, again, have done a good job in listening to the community, listening to families of those who were lost, and listening to their employees, which is critically important. And a large number of folks who were previously employed at Tops want to come back to the store.
You said it looks completely different inside. Can you give some details just for people who might be familiar with it? Like, what exactly is different?
More open in some areas, more offerings of food, more food cases, organic foods, more products in many different varieties, new lighting, LED lighting, reorganizing where most things were located, new flooring, new painting, new shelving. So most of what is in the store is new and different. All of the product from before was completely replaced. So every product that is in the store is 100% new and fresh.
So you talked about, Mayor, the new everything that's going to be going in and what's different. Given everything that had happened in the community after the incident, did that have a huge influence as to what goes into the store now when it reopens?
One of the things that I heard from John Persons and his staff is that they really wanted to listen to the community. They did listen to the community. So they listened to customers, they listened to employees, they really have integrated everything that they heard from the community into how they have redesigned the store. That's a great thing. This is a difficult situation. People are still mourning, people are still hurting. And I think, though, Tops has done everything that they can do to listen to the community, to respect the wishes of the community, and to redesign the store in a way that not only has a new look and feel, but gives people many more products than they were able to purchase at the store previously.
Mayor, knowing that there are a lot of people who just will not go back to that space, they're traumatized by it. Are you trying to get other supermarkets to come into the neighborhood? Because if so many people, or if some people are not going to go back, they do need another option. There is space around here. Are you reaching out?
You know, that's a great question. We are reaching out. I think the industry is much different than it used to be, where there were supermarkets every 10 blocks or so in communities. I don't know if that exists anywhere anymore. You know, certainly not in cities and not in the suburbs. But unlike what has been previously reported so frequently, because people have said it over and over again, this is not a food desert. There are other supermarket and shopping options in the immediate area. I'll give you an example of that. So there's a pharmacy in the Tops on Jefferson Avenue, and Tops created a system where they could deliver to people that wanted delivery. And they also set up pharmacy options at their Tops on Elmwood Avenue. They have filled thousands of prescriptions at the Tops on Elmwood Avenue from customers that used to use this store on Jefferson Avenue. So what that says is people are able to get to that other store. So while we are concerned about making things as convenient as people as possible, and we are reaching out to other stores, are talking to other stores, we think that there will be options in the neighborhood, in 14208, that people will be able to access that don't want to go back to the Tops on Jefferson Avenue.
Because the closest one, you got to go, it's within a 2 mile radius, right? There is not another major supermarket. I mean, Price Right, but people are looking for a Tops or a Wegmans because of what it can give them.
No, you're right.
You're
100% right. I mean, there's a Wegmans on Amherst Street. There is an Aldi on Main Street and Aldi's on Broadway. There is a supermarket in the Broadway Market. There's the Broadway Market. There's the Price Right on Elmwood Avenue. So while we would like to see closer options, I don't know right now from what we're hearing from the community and what we're seeing in shopping patterns, we don't see people unable to access shopping. Now, of course, we're reaching out to other grocery stores. We're reaching out to other retailers. We think that this horrible event has also opened the eyes of the corporate community, the retail community, the grocery community, to look at the opportunities for investment and making money that exists in 14208 and exists in other city zip codes.
Mayor, how difficult was it for you to walk in there, just on a personal note, because you probably, I don't know how many times you've been in there since to update, but I know you were there then.
You know, this is the first time that I've walked in the store since May 14th. You know, I have to honestly say it did have an impact on me. You know, I did feel some trepidation, some concern going back in, but instantly as I got in to the front door, it was different. It looked different than it looked previously. And so that was helpful to me. And I'm hoping it will be helpful to other people. TOPS has been offering opportunities for their staff to come in on Fridays and look at the changes being made in the store, to make recommendations to things that they would like to see changed. So I think that gradual approach has been helpful. Again, not everybody feels comfortable now, and some people may never feel comfortable coming back in that store. But I think TOPS is doing it the right way. And for me, as someone who shops there periodically, I'm not a weekly shopper there, but I am a periodic shopper there, enough so that I know the store, I know the layout of the store, I know where things are located. It was completely different, and that felt good.
We good?
Have they worked out any kind of memorial?
A memorial is going to take some time. Governor Hochul and I announced that there will be a 514 Memorial Commission. Soon we'll announce the names of people that will serve on that Memorial Commission. But we want to do something that is respectful of the 10 lives lost. We want to do something where we permanently always remember those precious lives, and we want to do it well. We want to do it right. We don't want to just quickly, hastily put something together. So we're going to take the time to make sure that we are engaging with the families of the victims, with survivors of the incident, with members of the community, to do a memorial that is fitting for what occurred, this act of domestic terrorism that occurred in the city of Buffalo. Excuse me? TOPS has a number of things planned, and TOPS will also have representatives that will serve on the 514 Memorial Commission that we're putting together.
I may have missed this, but is there a site you're open?
TOPS has indicated that they want to reopen by the end of July, and from everything I saw and heard today, they look like they are on target to be able to reopen by the end of July.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.